Would you please stand with me and turn to our song of invitation, A Charge to Keep I Have, number 413. This is an exciting day, and I thank you all for being here, and I thank you so much, families of the confirmands. What a great experience I've had with your youth in this confirmation process. For those who don't know, confirmation in the United Methodist Church is a time for those youth to say yes to God. It is a time for them to take their faith into their own life and say, I believe. I'm not believing because my parents believe, but I believe. And this is what I want for my life. That is what confirmation is about. The church picked 12 years old because someone we all know and love at 12 years old was teaching in the temple, and that was Jesus. And the church traditionally has thought that at 12 to 14 years old is a time when youth are ready to make this decision on their own and to stand on their own in their beliefs. So we will begin our confirmation. Oh, by the way, many of you have never seen me wear a stole before. This is called a stole, as I just already called it that. And what it represents is, in one sense, it represents that I am an elder in the United Methodist Church, able to serve in word, sacrament, and order in any church anywhere around the world. But in a longer-lasting tradition, it also represents the yoke that Jesus put upon us as pastors in the Christian work of the church. And it means that I do my best to follow the teachings of Jesus as a pastor. And so that's what a stole is about. And I think Confirmation Sunday is a pretty important day, and I wanted to break out the stoles today. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is the beginning of a lifelong journey. Confirmation is a benchmark in their journey. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Confirmation is an opportunity for our youth to say yes to what you have taught them, to say yes to the Christian example that you have shown them, and to say yes to God in their life through Jesus Christ.
I present Jesse Ashton Chamberlain for baptism and confirmation. I present Bradley Allen Hoover for baptism and confirmation. I present Riley Joe Carr for confirmation. I present Madison May Lane for confirmation.